Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Megillah daf Lamed Beis. We're talking about halfway through the Amud Halacha Zayin, and today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Mem Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernis Shabbos should have an Aliyah. So continue what started in the previous Mishnah, namely that we read special parshias on special days. What are those parshias? So b'Chanukah and Chanukah b'Nesiim we read the parsha of the Nesiim. That's Parshas Nasai. That talks about Kamsa Mishkan. And b'Purim we read Vayavay Amalek, which is the end of Parshas B'Shalach. B'Rosh Chodashim on Rosh Chodesh we read Rosh Chodeshem, which is in Parshas Pinchas. B'Ma'amados at the Ma'amados B'Masa Bereishis we read about the creation of the world right at the beginning. Matanya some public fast days, brachos of klalos, we read the brachos and klalos of the chukosai. And once we're on this topic, the Mishnah tells us in mafsikim l'klalos, we don't make a pause in the middle of the klalos and call up another kairei. Ella echad kairis kulon, one person reads all the klalos. Now b'shenu b'chamishi b'shabbos mincha on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos by mincha karen kesidron, we read the regular parsha, which we know is the upcoming parsha. Ve'ena el lehem in hachashbin, but it doesn't count as part of the chashbin. Meaning, once it comes to Shabbos, we don't say, oh, we already read Monday and Thursday, so we're just going to start from a little bit later into the parsha. It doesn't work like that. We start from the beginning of the parsha every Shabbos. Now the Mishnah explains how we know everything we just learned in the previous Mishnayos that we read special things on special days. That's because Shemar the pasuk says, "Vayidaber Moshe me'ad Hashem b'nei Yisrael," and Moshe spoke about the me'ad Hashem to b'nei Yisrael. What do we learn from here? Mitzvasan shu karen kol echad ve'echad mizmanoi. The mitzvah is that we should read about every ma'id in its time. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Mafsikim b'klalos that we don't make a break in the klalos. One person reads everything. So Amar Chia Bar Gamda, he tells us where we get this from. So pasuk tells us, "Al talk." Which literally translated means don't despise his teichacha. But what's the drasha? Al tasim kaitzim kaitzim. Don't make the teichacha, the klalos, as kaitzim, meaning as bits and pieces. Don't call up more than one person. It's just one person. He gets the whole aliyah of all the klalos. Now Rabbi Levi, he explains. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Hashem says, "Einoi b'din." It's not proper. Shiubanim eskalim. That my children should be cursed. Vanim esbarich. And I'm blessed. And that would happen if we stop in the middle of the klalos and call up another person. So he's going to make a bracha on the Torah, which is in essence blessing Hashem. But then he's going to be receiving the curses that are being read. And that's not proper, says Hashem, that I'm being blessed and they're being cursed. Therefore, we have one kairei. He actually begins the reading before the klalos start. So he's making a bracha on the brachos and he finishes after the klalos end. And therefore, so to speak, he's equal with Hashem. Now, on Rabbi Yisrael Bun, he explains differently. It's not because of that. Ella, it's a different reason. Somebody's standing to read Torah. He has to start out with something good and end out with something good. But if we're going to stop the klalos in the middle and call up a new person, so that means the first person ended off in something not good and the new person started out with something not good. Therefore, we have one person reading all the klalos, beginning as we had just said before, in the brachos and ending off a little bit after the klalos. Now, Levi Barpati Shalor of Chana, he asks as follows, Ilein Aruraya, what about these arurs? There's 11 arurs. It says arur this, arur that. In Parshas Kisavai, Madik Rinin Chad Vivarch Lefnei Malachrein. Is one person supposed to read them and make the bracha before and afterwards, or are we allowed to make a break in the middle? So Amalei told him, Ein Lechaton Bracha Lefnei The only thing that requires a bracha before and afterwards, meaning that there's only one person reading them and we don't stop in the middle, is the klalos in Vayikra and Dvarim, and not any other thing. Rabbi Yonason Safra de Gufta, Nochas Lahacha, Rabbi Yonason, who's the Balkari of Gufta, he came down to here, which means he came to Eretz Yisrael. Even though we usually say that somebody went up to Eretz Yisrael, the explanation given over here is that he actually lived north of Eretz Yisrael, so when he went down to Tveria, where everyone was, that's considered like going down to here. And Chamal Baravun Safra, he saw Baravuna, who's the Baal Kairei, Lamed Bezon Bezon on top, Kari Shiras HaBe'er, he read the Shira of the Be'er, which is in Parshas Chukas, Umvarch Lefanel Achrel, and he made a bracha before and afterwards, meaning he didn't stop in the middle. So Amalei asked him, Avdin Kane, do we have to do this? Are we not allowed to stop in the middle? Amalei told him, Vadainat Lazu, are you still asking this? This is still a question you have? Call a Shiras to Unai's Bracha Lefanel Achreim. Anything that's considered a Shira, and we have a number of those, we have Shiras Hazinu, Shiras HaBe'er, as we just mentioned, we have Shiras Hayam in Parshas Beshalach, all those require bracha before and afterwards, and we don't break in the middle. Now, there's also Simon, they asked Reb Simon, and Amar Lo Reb Simon, Reb Shimon ben Levi. Reb Simon told him, Reb Shimon ben Levi, Ein lechaton bracha lefanav achrav el shiras hayam v'aseres hadibros uklas Reb Taras Kahanim uklas Reb Meshat Torah. That actually the only thing that requires a bracha before and afterwards, meaning we're not allowed to make a break in the middle, is shiras hayam in Beshalach, the aseres hadibros in Yisroi, and the klalos in Vayikra and Dvarim. Now Amar Havo says, Ani lo shamati, I didn't hear about this din regarding that the shira is not allowed to have a break in the middle near in Dvarim v'aseres hadibros. It seems to be that this only relevant by the aseres hadibros. That we're not allowed to have interruptions, but by the Shira, we technically are allowed to. Rabbi Yisrael Bun says that Tumanti Psukaya Chraya de Mishnah Torah, the last eight psukim of Mishnah Torah of Devarim, which basically means the last eight psukim of the Torah, to Una Bracha Lefanei Malchrayin, they need a bracha before and afterwards, which means they are their own Kriya, they're their own reading. This is relevant to a machlekes somewhere else regarding who wrote these last eight psukim, because they talk about Moshe Rabbeinu's death. Was it Moshe who wrote them, or was it Yeshua? Either way, Rabbi Yisrael Bun is saying that these last eight psukim have to have a bracha before and afterwards. Ask the Gemara, why is this necessary? The they for sure need a bracha afterwards, wouldn't even have to say this. Because b'loikach, even without him telling us this, don't we already know that the one who's starting and ending the Torah has to make a bracha before and afterwards? And since this person is reading the last eight psukim of the Torah, so of course he has to make a bracha. The Gemara answers, l'chein tzricha, it's actually necessary for the following, Rosh Chodesh chalias b'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos. Now, we don't ever have a situation that Parshas V'zayis HaBracha is going to be read on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Actually, this is referring to a minhag that they had in Eretz Yisrael back then, where they didn't read the Parsha every single week like we have. They actually didn't even necessarily have a specific amount that they had to read on Shabbos. Therefore, it was very possible that whenever they happened to have gotten to the end of the Torah, whatever Shabbos that was, turns out they could also be Rosh Chodesh, and then they're also going to read the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh after reading V'zayis HaBracha. So in that situation, the one who read the end of the Torah, he's actually not the end, because there's still going to be the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh. So that's why we have to have Rabbi Yisrael Rabban's din telling us that those last eight psukim have to have their own bracha. Onto something similar, Amar Rabbi Yisrael Rabban, Shiras HaLevim, the Shira of the Levim, which is referring to Parsha Zazinu, that every single Shabbos was sung by the Levim. It's not allowed to have less than eight readers, meaning on Shabbos, when we read Parsha Zazinu, we're not allowed to have less than six aliyos in the Shiras HaZinu, not an entire HaZinu, it's just the part which is the Shira. That's because, since a lot of it is the words of Teichacha, it's important to break it up in between different readers so the message could really make its way into the Kahal. And Simona, what's the simen for where these people are supposed to start reading from? Haziv Lach. What does that mean, Haziv Lach? So all these letters correspond to words that the aliyos are supposed to start with. So Hey is referring to HaZinu, that's the beginning. The Zayin is Zecharya Mais Olam. The Yud is Yarkivei Obama Se Aretz. The Vav is Vayar Hashem Vayinot. The Lamed is Lulei Kaz Oyev Agur. And the Chaf is Kiyadin Hashem Amai. More about the Shira, Reb Zaira quotes Rabbi Yirmi, who says B'Shem Rav, Shiras Hayam, the Shiras Hayam in Parshas B'Shalach, V'Shiras Devaira, and the Shir of Devaira, Nechtav Mariach Al Gabi Levena, Levena Al Gabi Ariach. The way that they're written in the Torah is Ariach on Levena and Levena on Ariach. Now Ariach literally means half a brick, and Levena is a full brick, so it means that we're being written down in the Torah. And Navi, Ariach means that there's going to be half the amount of writing than Levena, which is referring to the empty space. So in Shiras Hayam is written, for example, Az Yashir Moshe, we have an Ariach written, then an empty space on the line, and then we continue writing in Ariach's worth. Then the next line starts out with empty space, then there's more written, and then there's more empty space. So it turns out the writing on one line is basically over the empty space on the next line, so on and so forth. Harakatayu is the Gemara, Seres Bnei Haman, Umalche Kenan, the 10 sons of Haman in Megillas Esther, and the kings of Kenan in Sefer Yeshua, Nechtav Mal Riach Gabi Riach, Levena Gabi Levena, they're written Ariach on Ariach and Levena on Levena, meaning it's basically two columns with an empty space in the middle. That's half a brick on half a brick, writing on writing, and then the empty space is on empty space. Now, why is it written like that? D'chol binyan d'chein loikayim, because any building like this doesn't stand. If you try to build a building and you just pile the bricks on top of each other, it's going to fall down. You have to stagger them, one brick on top of two. That's a riach agab levena. When we have a riach and a riach and levena levena, like by the 10 sons of Haman and Malkei Kenan, that expresses that the same way that they were knocked down, they should also not stand up and not have a continuation. Now the Gemara asks, my kedain, what's the din over here? Lemitzvah or leikov? Is this just a mitzvah? That's the way it should be written, or is it ma'akev? Meaning, if it's not written like this, so then it's not kosher. So Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chananya, Rabbi Yosi told Rabbi Chananya, we take out the next four words. Noyer at, do you remember Kadavin and Kaiman Kadam Chanusa Rabbi Shai Chavivach, when we were standing in front of the store of Rabbi Shai, your uncle, Avar of Babar Zavda? Rabbi Babar Zavda passed by V'Sha'alun Lei, and we asked him this question. And V'Amar B'Shem Rav, he said the name of Rav Leikov, that this is absolutely necessary, and it's not kosher if it's not written like this. Now, once we mention 10 sons of Haman, we have another din regarding this. Rabbi Chia Breid Rav Ada de Yafai quotes Rabbi Yirmiyah B'Shem Rav Zaira, Tzarech L'Aymon Benficha Achas. One has to say them all in one breath. V'Asaras B'nei Haman Imahen, and the words right after the 10 sons of Haman, which says the 10 sons of Haman, Asaras B'nei Haman, that's read along with them, and that's expressed that they were all hanged at the same time. Now, how are the Asaras B'nei Haman written? So Rabbi Yosi Rabban, he tells us, Tzarech Shehei Ish B'Rosh Dapa, the word Ish, meaning when we say Chamesh Mei Ois Ish, which are the words right before we list all the 10 sons of Haman, so the word Ish has to be at the top of the column, V'Es B'Saifa, and S is at the end of the line. In other words, as we had said before, the 10 sons of Haman are written in a column, so the top of that column is actually the word Ish, then underneath we have all the sons of Haman, and then on the other side, the other column, is just V'Es, 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 and then you go to the beginning of the line, and then you have those names. Now, what does this look like? Shekein hu shnitz, this is like the loops that are on a purse, because at the two edges of a purse, you make loops so that you could put the string through it, and V'Nochas kadein kuntra, it goes down like a kuntra, which is literally translated as a plumb line. It's basically a weight at the bottom of a string, which builders use to see if their wall is straight, and that's how this looks in the Megillah. We have two columns on the outside, and in the middle, it's empty space. Now, Rav Amari tells us, Tzarech L'Aymar, a person has to say, Arur Haman and Arurim Banav, because when we mention Haman and his sons, we have to say they're cursed. And Rav Pinchas, he tells us, Tzarech L'Aymar, Charvayna Zachar L'Toiv. One has to say, the Charvayna should remember for the good. Lama Gimel Amar Alpha on top, Rabbi Recha quotes Rabbi Yirmiyah, who quotes Rabbi Chiya, who says B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yonasan, Kad Dahava Matil Ahu Psukah. When Rabbi Yonasan reached the following pasuk in Megillas Esther, Asher Heglon Vuchanetzar, then Vuchanetzar sent into Galus, Hava Amar, he would say, Nvuchanetzar Shchikat Samais. Nvuchanetzar, his bones should be ground up. Meaning, when he mentioned the word Nvuchanetzar, he added in a curse that his bones should be ground up. That's in keeping with the pasuk, Shem Roshayim Yirkav. Now, the reason why he only did that by Megillas Esther, and not when Nvuchanetzar's name was mentioned in Yirmiyah, is because Shekol Nvuchanetzar, the Chsiv B'Yirmiyah, every time Nvuchanetzar's name is mentioned in Yirmiyah, Chai Haya, he was alive. And there's a pasuk in Kaheles that we learned from there, that when we have a king, even though he's a terribly evil person, we can't curse him and we have to treat him with respect. So as long as Nvuchanetzar was alive, we're not allowed to say Shchikat Samais. Bram Hacha over here, Meis Haya. When he's mentioned in Megillas Esther, he was already dead, so we could say something negative about him. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.